Hey everyone, welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, here today with Christopher Deeney. Him and I have been diving deep into the world of Kratom. We're going to get into more of that. Before we do, I want to thank Spreaker and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship and support, and our audience for your support as well. Please make sure to hit the subscribe or like button. We need you to grow, and we want to be able to continue educating you on all of these important topics. We covered so many topics or so many parts of Kratom over the past weeks. And today we're going to discuss why a natural leaf that has been used for centuries is still illegal in parts of the US and why we're fighting for our rights to use it. If you missed the last few episodes, please go back and dive into this product because it's really making a big difference in the world and helping a lot of people who are struggling with things like opiate abuse and opiate addiction. Chris, it's really, really good to have you back. How's it going?
Good. Been a busy week and glad to be back and tried to cover every little aspect of questions people are asking about Kratom. So here we're back once more.
Yes. Well, these are important questions that people have. And, the more that we educate them on these things, the better it is. So thank you for that.
Yep, you're very welcome.
So, do you want to share your story again quickly, briefly? And then we'll get into a little bit about, the roller coaster of Kratom and why it's been kind of up and down and in the market, out of the market, and illegal, not illegal. We'll get into all those questions.
Sure. Well, what led me to find Kratom is I was hit by a car at 8 years old and prescribed opiates for 15 years for pain. After, I quit using opiates, I was taking a leave, prescription a leave, that was working great for helping me out with my pain a little bit, take it down a little bit. Then I had a heart attack at 36, 50 now. So a couple of years after having a heart attack, I found Kratom. And I started using it in my daily wellness routine, and I was just blown away about how I just have such a better quality of life with Kratom. So I started a company, and we're educating and teaching people about the proper use of plain leaf Kratom and what Kratom's about and how it's been traditionally used.
So you have been drinking Kratom since about 2015, correct?
Yes, the end of 2015, correct.
Okay. So what kind of was the shocking, what did you expect it to do? Who kind of introduced it into your life?
Well, it was kind of by surprise that I found it. I was ordering some other plants and herbs for relaxation, possible pain relief, just to see what there's so many plants out there in the world, they all do little different things. So I was just discovering more plants and what they could do to maybe help me have a better quality of life. So I made some teas and tried some other products. They worked, they were relaxing, but wasn't really what I was looking for. And I got a sample of this powder. I didn't even know what it was, and it was Kratom. And when I did finally use it a couple months later, I just made a cup of it. I still had no clue what it was. I made a cup of it, drank it, and I was just amazed. About 20 minutes later, my whole body just relaxed. I had a sense of calm come over me, a sense of focus at the same time. And I felt just my relief level go from like a 7 or 8 down to like a 3. And I was just blown away. I said, what is this? And where can you find it? Why don't we see this everywhere? Why isn't it being celebrated? Why aren't more people talking about this? So that's what led me down all the rabbit holes to figure out the life of Kratom.
Yeah, what a moment. Hey, it's like you discover something that agrees and works so well with your body. And then you're like, how did I not discover this sooner? Like, what is this stuff? And how can I tell everybody about it? That's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, and that's the way it just got me excited. I was like, wow, there's just this beautiful plant that does all this. Why does nobody talk about it? And then I was just so happy last year when the American Herbal Products Association actually put an entry in their handbook for Kratom and proper use of Kratom. So they acknowledged it as, wow, this is a medicinal plant, and they put it in their handbook. So that was good to see.
Right. So 15 years on painkillers as well, correct?
Yes, correct. Yes.
And so you don't need to take those anymore.
No, I actually, last time I took painkillers, I think I was about 26, 27, probably
Okay.
about 27. So it was about the time of about 12 years old through about 27. And it wasn't every single day, but it was at least 50 to 75% of the time.
And then you struggled with pain until you found Kratom, which is now helping with the reduction of pain in your body, correct?
Yeah, it's like people ask me, oh, it takes all your pain away? I'm like, no, not at all. I said that even the opiates didn't take all my pain away. But
Right.
what it is the kratom kind of touches the opiate receptors, but it doesn't attach to the opiate receptors the way opioids do and cause respiratory depression. It works on a bunch of different areas of the body. So it's doing all these different things all at the same time. So it gives you that relaxation, that focus, but yet that relief at the same time. Like for me personally, it might take it down from an 8 to a 5 or a 4. You know, I always deal with something. There's always something there. But, you know, to be able to function, not have to constantly pay attention to it, like, oh my God, you know, I can't do this or I have to lift that or whatever, and just not have to worry about it just makes my life so much easier.
Yeah, and I was reading some of the blog that you had posted on your website about the different chemicals and the different parts of the brain that, you know, that Kratom works on, and a little bit of the chemicals, and it was really interesting to read. Definitely worth the read for sure. So people should go check out his blog on his website, Christopher's Organic Botanicals, because you'll find out a lot of stuff about kratom and the ingredients or the receptors in your brain and how kratom kind of works on them. But again, there's no medical claims. We're just directing information.
I just kind of repeat the science, the current science. I had to update a couple pages today just on more science that's been coming out lately because the science is changing. It's showing a little bit different things than it did in 2018, 2019, even 2020. So we're learning more and more, and it's good. It's going in a positive direction. It's showing that, you know, freedom's a good thing. So that's good.
Beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about like the legal roller coaster that I mentioned in the intro. Why, like, what's been going on with Kratom and it's legal, it's not legal, it was, it wasn't. Can you talk us through that timeline a little bit?
Sure. Kratom, I remember, I don't know the exact year because I didn't know about Kratom back then. I could find out the date if I needed to, but somewhere around 2011, 12, 13, Kratom was sold on Amazon. It was also sold in GNC. It was sold in supplement stores. And there happened to be an issue in 2009 that I think by 2013 really caught on. It was an incident in Sweden. There was a product, a Kratom product being sold called Krypton. And the Krypton product had tramadol in it. Tramadol
Got
is a
it.
synthetic opioid.
Right.
So they were making this product as like a get high product, I call them, because Kratom doesn't get you high. So they're making this get high product even back in 2009 in Sweden. So it's nothing new. I mean, people have done this forever, try to manipulate
Yeah.
things and synthesize things. So I think it was 12 or 13 people died. The initial reports were they died from this Kratom product. So
Right.
Kratom's deadly. So that kind of news went out.
Because
It took a time.
tramadol is regulated. Okay,
Yeah.
that makes sense. Okay.
Yep. It wasn't the Kratom, it was the tramadol in the Kratom.
Yeah.
The scientists even said if it didn't matter if it was coffee, if it was the coffee
Yeah.
product, the coffee would have killed them. So,
Exactly.
but the damage was already done. The news is already out there that Kratom is this deadly product. So Amazon kind of pulled away from it. It was even sold on eBay. That's where I found it in 2015, ordering different herbs and stuff from eBay. That's where I Googled it and that's where it came up. I'm like, oh, okay, let's try it out. So I didn't know who they were either. But you know, you're giving it a shot. Why not? And so these products are being sold. 13 people died, 12 people died. Kratom got a bad name. So during this time period, people are hearing about good and bad and ugly about Kratom. Then we could fast forward to 2000, say 14, I think it is. These other states were start some of these states were starting to hear about the bad things with Kratom. Then there were 2015, 16, there started becoming discussions that the DEA was going to schedule Kratom and it was going to be banned. So these states kind of got proactive There are six states and they banned kratom. I think it's between 2014, 2016, and 17. They banned kratom. They made it illegal. And they made it a Schedule One. And they thought, hey, the government's going to make it a Schedule One. We're going to jump ship a little early. We're going to make it a Schedule One so we can keep it out of our state. They're just trying to be proactive. I don't blame them. If you hear something's killing people and it's doing all this, you're going to want it banned. You're not going to want that around your family. So I understand it. But as we move forward, kratom never got banned. So there's a, I think 140,000 signatures on a petition that stopped kratom from being banned in 2016. 100,000 people sent their story about how much kratom's benefiting their life and how much a cup of tea is improving their quality of life. So when that happened and the DEA never banned kratom, I don't know why the other states didn't see that and then overturn their bans and go, oh, there must not have been something that bad with it. But the issue was just because the DEA didn't ban kratom in 2016, there still wasn't really any science on it. Not the way there is now, the extensive science on it coming up. So they still were unsure of what to do. So then moved to 2018. 2018, they tried banning it again. It was a quiet ban. Nobody really knew about it. But they were about to schedule kratom again. And a few, legislators and politicians heard about this, was looking into it, and they said, something doesn't add up here. They said, something does not add up. I'm seeing all these people being helped by it. I'm reading the new science starting to come out. And eventually, an eight factor analysis was done because they were saying it's highly addictive. And the eight factor analysis was done that proved that kratom was not addictive. It was about as the dependence of coffee. So that was 2018. So moving forward, there's a lot more science, but none of these states ever reduced the bans. So now
Interesting.
there's other states even trying to this day still ban kratom in their state. You have Florida, Texas, Louisiana. These states are trying to ban kratom. And it's really not so much because of a cup of tea, but it's more of the synthetic products that are on the market.
Right. It's the people who are abusing it and taking advantage of consumers and just like anything, right? So that is why, its advocacy is so important. So how, like, what is the ongoing fight? Where is it currently? And I love that there's more science that you're talking about, more science coming out on the product, and we're learning more and more. And there's more research being done. So that's a positive thing. Just like marijuana, I mean, that was just regulated not too long ago, and that has been around for so long. So, unfortunately, stuff like this takes time, but what is happening? Where is it at right now?
Well, since you're bringing up the way cannabis was, and we're talking about legality, so I just popped into my head. Kratom was actually made a Schedule One in its home country of Thailand in around 1937, the same time they banned cannabis in the United States.
So is
And the
cannabis a
reason,
Schedule One as well? Just for to
yeah,
clarify.
yes,
Okay.
yep. So in Thailand, they made kratom a Schedule One. I think it was Schedule One. So they recently overturned that a couple of years ago, and now kratom's regulated for trade. But the reason it was made and scheduled and banned in Thailand in the 30s was because it was getting in the way of the opium trade and the opium tax. So there's a lot of similarities between cannabis being banned in the United States, kratom being banned in its home area. So there's a lot of similarities. I always say, look back to the money. So that's unfortunately a lot of times the way it goes. But with that legality, they realized, wait, this plant is a medicinal plant. What are we doing? It's 2020, whatever. Everybody's legalizing cannabis. We still have kratom illegal. So they actually legalized cannabis and kratom, the two medicinal plants out in Thailand. Indonesia just regulated kratom in September and started banning. They stopped all exports until this past March. A couple months ago, they just finally opened everything up. So kratom's a legal commodity, not in a gray area anymore. And Indonesia is trying to do that to show the United States that they're in line. They have everything tested. Everything's the way it should be. Let's do this together. People are benefiting from this plan. Let's do this together. So the landscape's starting to change. There's still too many states that it's banned in, too many states they're still trying to ban it in. So that really has to be looked into, and everybody has to have a conversation on why we're trying to ban a plant that's helping people. So.
I love that you just clarified and brought up that marijuana. I went through the same type of experience because I have an extremely open mind and I'm unconventional and I'm open to all of this stuff. But that gave me like an aha. Like, this is just like the same type of thing. And I think our listeners will be able to relate to that. That, you know, when marijuana was illegal and I was using it, I was like, why is this illegal? You know, it didn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
That something, and then like alcohol, you could just go buy a 2-6 of vodka, you know, is so much more damaging
100%.
in the cause and effect, and it affects so many more people. So yeah, that kind of gives me a better perspective of why and where. So that makes a lot of sense. So I mean, what should we be doing, or what are you doing as an advocate for Kratom, and what can people do?
Just if you've obviously, if you've never heard about Kratom, you can't tell your story. But if you hear about Kratom and it changes your life, tell your story. Let people know. Let people know that this plant isn't something bad. This is like, wow, here's my aha moment. You know, my life was changed from a cup of tea. Like, wow. You know, just tell people your story. You could also go to the American Kratom Association, AmericanKratom.org. You can go there. They'll always post the newest legalities. You can go to the social media. On X, formerly Twitter, YouTube. They used to have a very powerful Facebook page, but Facebook recently took down their page because they talk about Kratom. So that's really not good that they're censoring in that way. So they're not even selling Kratom. They're talking about Kratom. They're just an advocacy group, and they took them down. So it's messy.
Well, I put our episode on my personal Facebook with a link to your store, and it's still there. So maybe that's a good sign.
Oh, good. Yeah. Sometimes they don't pick up on it. Then other times they just will come through and just knock down all the pages. It happened with YouTube in 2018. There was a lot of cannabis, kratom, hemp, mushroom, all these natural products. People even like moringa and some other, all these people just promoting it and talking about it. There was probably 400 videos about kratom just from our company back then. And YouTube came in and just took them all down. All those videos were torn down. So that's what they do.
I work with a natural mushroom product, zero psilocybin, but I used the emoji mushroom, like the cartoon mushroom,
Yeah.
and Facebook took it down just because I used that like cartoon emoji of a mushroom, and it was not even psilocybin, it was literally functional mushroom. So
Yeah.
yeah, they're
Like I take chaga. I love chaga tea. We have what's the other one I take every day? Lion's mane. I take lion's mane every day. So, yeah, I understand that. So,
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, what are the next steps? And tell us a couple other success stories of people that you know and how it's kind of changed their world.
sure. The next steps, I don't know anymore. I'll be honest with you. I thought after we won in 2016, then we heard about 2018, and then the science came out. I thought really, people would be like, okay, we have something here. Let's look at this. You know, let's celebrate this and use it in people's lives, help people. We have epidemics all over the damn place. You know, see if it can fit somewhere. You know, if not, oh well, leave it alone, but let people use it who are benefiting from it. You know, the whole war against plants is ridiculous. You know, all the plants are here for a reason and they have all these laws against plants. You know, I'm totally, if there's a medicinal plant, we should all be able to have our own medicinal plant garden and in our yard. You know, this is
True,
what they do in Indonesia. They have in their villages, they have kratom trees. Everybody's house has kratom trees. They pluck a couple leaves off the tree and they chew it. It's their medicinal garden. So why, you know, I don't never understood it. Besides the fact, are they worried that people are going to make drugs out of plants? Because that's never going to stop. People are just going to always do that. So you can't fix that. Or it's money. You know, they're afraid that people are going to use plants instead of Beyond Pills. So, and maybe that's where we'll never win. I don't know.
It's 'cause there's so many factors that we can discuss what it comes down to, but unfortunately, a lot of times it comes down to the money and control.
Yeah.
It's money and control. And that makes me really sad because a lot of people who really benefit from this stuff like need to know about it. And I think the first step is what you're doing, is talking about it, educating people, and just spreading the word, because the more people kind of know about it, the more that it'll move forward, just like anything. Maybe it'll take the right person finding out to move something in some
Move the
way.
needle.
Sometimes it's move the needle a little bit, because sometimes it's who you know or who finds out who it helps because of that unfortunate power struggle in the world. But I think we're moving the needle.
Well, without bringing up politics, I just hope to God that our new administration does something. Having what's his name in there, Robert F. Kennedy. He seems like he's talking the talk. He made a post on X back in, I think it was October, about the FDA and stopping all natural remedies, and we got to stop that and pack your bags and all the preserve your records. Well, we have a natural plan here. They've been attacking for years. Can you help? Hey,
Right.
we're right here. Can you help? So that's it.
Yeah, just keep putting out the information, and then it'll, like I said, could fall into the right hands. So do you have any last minute thoughts? And where can we find you? I know I mentioned your website earlier, but tell everyone where you can be found.
You did ask me a couple minutes ago about having any more testimonials or something. And
I yes.
one person just popped into my head. My
Yes,
friend
we got off
Venus.
track somehow. So you got
Oh
to
no,
tell
it's all
us about
right.
that.
Yeah, my friend Venus. She's really, she. Oh, I always get off track. She gets. She's. She was. I forget the exact word, but she really never left her house. She deals with a lot of issues. Very nervous, scared. And she was never able to leave her house. She wanted to do so many things in her life, but her body and her mind just kept her in her own prison, so to speak. I'm
Wow.
the one that introduced her to Kratom, back in
Wow.
2016 or 17. I forget which one.
So was she writing about it online, connecting with people online, trying to get help that way? Is that how you met her?
We actually met because she was looking for Kratom and found me online.
Okay.
Yes. We connected, and then she was like, "Oh, I'm only 15 minutes down over the bridge in Delaware from you." I said, "Oh, that's great. Come on over. Let's talk." So we talked, we discussed it. She had to come over with her husband and her son, and it was really hard, but we talked. And now, years later, she talks on a podcast. She just went to Washington, D.C. with me and advocated. She's in
Wow.
so much pain, she has to use a walker, a wheelie walker. But with the Kratom, it gives her a little extra so she can get through the day. But she was advocating with us, talking to the legislators, discussing the Kratom Consumer Protection Act. So that was very exciting to see where she's at. It's one of the big success stories.
Wow. That's amazing. And what a change for her. I mean, I can't imagine being a prisoner of my own home because of being afraid to leave it, and something just changes your world. That must have been a big day for her.
It took
Almost like,
about a year
why
or
am I not
so.
afraid to leave my house? I'd be looking around and
Yeah, it took her about a year or so going through a little bit more therapy and talking to people, but the Kratom gave her the ability to talk to people. Like, it gave her
yeah.
that that it was okay to talk. So it was great. It's still great.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So where can people find you?
You can go to christophersorganicbotanicals.com. You also give us a call or text. Any questions, 609-202-6880 or 856-581-1265. Any questions, just call or text us.
Amazing. So, do you have any last minute thoughts about this episode?
We got to really fight for plants. We got to fight for our freedom. We got to be able to see that maybe even if you don't use Kratom or any other medicinal plants, there's so many people that benefit from them. And it just shouldn't be right that we're not allowed to access plants that are beneficial to us that God put on this earth. So let's keep fighting to make sure plants are available for everybody for future generations to use.
Agreed. And there's so many people suffering out there, and if something like this can help change their life, even in the slightest, like give them the boost that they need, then let's talk about it. And there's always a solution. I think a lot of people suffer and they don't have to. So keep
Correct.
advocating. And beautiful. We loved talking to you today. Thank you so much for coming back
Thank
and
you.
sharing more knowledge on the subject.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you to our audience. A lot of stuff has been covered. So, like I said, if you have any questions, please leave them in the comments. And we'll be back definitely talking more on Kratom, because I'm now like deep into it and I'm learning so much. It's so interesting. So, until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. This is Christopher Dini. Bye for now.